Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Joining the show is Odyssey NBA insider Jimmy Patsos. Insider calls are presented by BetQL. Get access to data and insights the sports books don't want you to see. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. Jimmy, thanks for joining the show.
Oh, my God. So glad to be on here. Love, you know, I can't say anything bad about you, Bobby, but I'm a Ravens fan. But we had our biggest win down there when we won the Super Bowl. I'm a Baltimore Ravens guy, but nothing but respect for you. And I remember when them USFL days were starting out. I was in Boston. They had the Boston Breakers. So
yes, the Boston Breakers at Boston University.
They played at Boston. You highest marks, my man. So it's great to be on with you and Mark. Sorry, Miss Christian, but I want to jump into your Chris Paul thing. I was at Maryland for 15, 14 years. We won the national title. By the way, I know Will Wade. He was at Clemson then. Good guy getting it done there at LSU. But Chris Paul was as good a guy. He was fast with the ball, but he plays with a real chip on his shoulder. There's no load management. There's no dog in him. He is a really good player who wants to win. He desperately wants to get to the finals. And you know this, Bobby. You've been around, whether you're coming from Northwestern, you weren't a Michigan or an LSU kid. You came from a small school.
Right.
You had a little chip on your shoulder, USFL. Well, I think he's got that chip on his shoulder, even though he went to Wake, but he didn't go to Carolina Duke. He hasn't been to a final yet, you know. All the other guys have. I think he really wants to win it. And I know Monty Williams. He's a Washington, D.C. guy. I cover the Wizards. I was at Maryland. I'm a D.C. guy. But nothing but love for the Gemini and the Dungeon and my places down there in New Orleans. And we have had great basketball memories in New Orleans. But you got to take this guy. He's got something that I think the Pelicans need. Like the Suns were good. And I know they played good in the bubble, but they weren't a playoff team. But Booker's good. And, you know, Bridges is good. And DeAndre Ayton was a little bit lazy. And all of a sudden, Monty Williams said, I got an answer. Let's bring in Jay Crowder. No mistake. Jay Crowder, hired gunman, killer. Great for the Miami team. Great for the Boston team. He's a winner. He'll play the four, undersized four. But he brought in Chris Paul, and they swept the Nuggets. And I don't care if they had Jamal Murray or not.
Right.
But Chris Paul has played not only with tremendous energy, he's played hurt. He's really doing a good job. But he's leading a bunch of young guys. They're really a young team. And I think he gets a ton of credit, and I hope he goes to the finals.
Now, you know, Jimmy, with that being said, and the Suns, is that like that they dominate the Nuggets too soon because then you're waiting, or is that a good thing? Because, you know, if you look at any series, it's like, okay, who's healthy? Who's injured? So to me, I think Chris Paul and Monty Williams would have a grasp of this, and then it wouldn't affect them necessarily. It wouldn't be an excuse, whether it be the Clippers or the Jazz, to get to the NBA Finals.
So it wouldn't surprise me. You know, the one thing about the Jazz is they had the best record, and your record is what your record is, and you came in first. I was in Salt Lake last night because we have a new coach at Utah. I also work for Under Armour. Today I'm in Denver because we have Colorado State. I go on the road and hit these schools. So it's good. You get a little feel, right? Well, Salt Lake was depressed last night because they played really poorly, and it's 2-2, and Kawhi Leonard and George have a lot of talent.
Right.
Denver, on the other hand, I'll give you a stat for Denver. It's the only time in history in 10 days that both the hockey team and a basketball team in playoffs lost 8 straight games. The Avalanche are up 2-0. They lose 4 in a row, and the Nuggets lose 4 in a row. Did that give the Suns an advantage? Well, they got to play an injured Murray, but they were picking him. And Davis was hurt. So far, they've kind of played two wounded dogs. And I love Jokic, big Jokic fan.
Right.
Watching him in person is crazy. But no Murray, and the Suns are young and healthy. They've had a good, healthy run. I think I'd rather be healthy. I'd rather be healthy and rested. The Jazz are going to have to fight their way out until somebody beats Kawhi Leonard and Paul George, and they've got some other guys on that team. Don't forget, you know,
right.
Morris is really good, who was with the Celtics, and they got Tyronn Lue, who's won a title before. So they're going to knock each other out, and we'll see what happens. I thought that was an interesting way the Jazz looked not great last night. The Suns have had a great, smooth run. So did the Nets until 2 days ago. And then all of a sudden, Harden got hurt again. Now 2 games ago. Now our guy Kyrie's out. The Bucks might kick it to them because I thought it was going to be the Nets and the Jazz.
Right.
I'm sort of leaning towards the Suns being the favorite because they've had a nice, easy, healthy, not a lot of speed bumps run.
And now, you know, Jimmy, along those lines, do you think this even comes into play or not really? Because it's the postseason. I'm looking at Phoenix was 1-2 against the Clippers in the regular season. I was surprised they were 3-0 against the Jazz.
So was I, because this guy, Joe Ingles, he looks like my uncle. He looks like he's older than me, and he can really just – he knows how to play. Clarkson off the bench. Gobert can block shots. I like Conley if he comes back. Royce is good. But when Donovan Mitchell's on, he's the antidote to Booker. And I'm surprised. But as you know, Bobby, you know this. Sometimes matchups are good. Sometimes I'm a Baltimore Ravens guy, you know. We go against a team that runs the ball, we're going to be fine. They block the box, and we can't run the ball, and then we have forced a pass, and they got a good passing game. We look like a different team this year. There were times I thought we were going to roll to the Super Bowl. And so, in other words, the matchup thing. And I have to look at the game. Now, I had the Suns. I covered the Suns this year in a Suns game where the Wizards beat them. But it was the last game of a 5-game road trip to the East. They were 3-1 going into the trip. I'm not sure they gave their absolute best effort, and the Wizards and Bradley Beal and this guy Westbrook, who plays hard, beat them. But watching what they've done, their only vulnerability with the Suns is if Ayton gets hurt or in foul trouble, they have no other size. And Gobert is just a big man. The other side, the Sixers, bad loss last night. Bad loss. Had to put the Hawks away. Nate McMillan's got them playing D. The Nets and Bucks, it looks like the Bucks all of a sudden have the upper hand. The Sixers, great defensive team. Big Doc Rivers band. They're really big. But they got some bigs in Dwight Howard. So the Suns' albatross to me, Bobby, is that if Ayton goes out, they're not very big. That's my little concern with the Suns.
Now, you know, Jimmy, you bring up the Hawks and the 76ers. Joel Embiid, you know, it's all about, okay, who's healthy, who's hurt. I'm looking at Joel Embiid, 17 points, 21 rebounds, 4 of 20 from the floor, but he was 0-for-12 in the second half. And then you look at his knee. I mean, I take the approach, Tobias Harris, the way he can score, he has to shoot more. Doesn't he have to be more involved if you're a 76ers fan? I mean, to me,
I'm 100%, and he's emerged as the number two guy. I love Tobias Harris, 6'7 forward, went to Tennessee in the SEC, so you LSU people saw him. But he just signed the $30 million. I'm with you. Ben Simmons has done a good job, and Doc Rivers told Ben Simmons, you're going to be the four man. You're not playing point guard anymore. I know he's another LSU product. He was only there for a year. But it's like Ben Simmons, just go be the four man, five man. He really hurt the Wizards. But it was Tobias Harris. It was Seth Curry. It was Tybal on defense. And the guy, Maxey, played really well against us. But Embiid was a killer. He was hitting for 35. He looked like the MVP candidate that he is. I don't know what happened last night because I got to be honest with you. I had my eye on the game. And I thought they were in full control. And I was with the coaching staff at Utah, and I turned around. It was like a 2-point game. And all of a sudden, Trae Young's doing his thing, and they got Capella who can play blocks. You see, Capella's really good defensively. Nate McMillan has instilled toughness and grit and winning attitude in the Hawks. They didn't give up. And it shocked the Sixers. And I thought Embiid should have taken that game over a little more. But if he's healthy, here's what I like about him. He passes out of double teams, but he makes free throws for a big guy. And we all know the Hack and Shaq stuff.
Ben Simmons,
he makes free throws. And when he makes, Ben Simmons did it, but Embiid makes free throws, and he's really big. But Dwight Howard has done a pretty good job. Now, he's not going to be the toughest guy in the world in January and February and a Tuesday night. I'm not going to go there. But Dwight Howard in the playoffs and stuff's done a pretty good job stepping up, and he gives them a little more size along with Simmons to go with Embiid. That's why I kind of like them. But the Hawks, to me, Nate McMillan should have got Coach of the Year, but he came in halfway. So Thibodeau and Monty Williams, that's fine. But Nate McMillan turned Trae Young and Herter and Bogdanovich is the second-best three-point shooter in the league since the All-Star break behind Steph Curry. What Nate McMillan's done with the Hawks, their future is super bright, which brings me to my Pelicans. See, you need a guy. You're like one guy short. Tell me what you guys think, because you like Lonzo. I'm a big Ingram fan. Steven Adams is with you as Bledsoe, but you guys kind of faltered down the stretch to come in 11th again. Well, what's your feeling on the Pelicans? What should they do? Well, what's the problem?
I would not pay Lonzo Ball $20, $21 million, whatever. Cause I think, you look at Point Zion, how that worked out. I just think with his leadership that the Pelicans, you cannot tell me they would not be a playoff team with Chris Paul. They would be. Wherever Chris Paul would be, they would win. The last time Chris Paul was in a New Orleans uniform, now this was the Hornets, they ended up going to the Western Conference Final they lost to the Spurs in a Game 7. Listen, that's the last heyday where we're at. I think Lonzo, he's not even as good as his brother. I mean, his brother went to Latvia, whatever the hell, with college, whatever. Let me go overseas to Latvia, and then the Hornets. His brother's better than him, I think.
I think his brother is better. His brother proved me. Lonzo, really good decision maker, but his shot's just a little funky. But his brother's got a little more swagger, and as you know, in the NFL or the NBA, sometimes you just got to get up there and fake it or have swagger or tell your team I'm going to win, and that's what I think Chris Paul's done, Donovan Mitchell. I think Doc Rivers is what's happening, and Nate McMillan in the East. It's more the coaches in the East with the players in the West. But I'll tell you one thing. This Brandon Ingram's good, and I like Bledsoe. They got another pick. We'll see what they do in the lottery. But I was just a little surprised they didn't try to get a more veteran point. I thought they should have tried to do whatever they could to get Harden. I know he's difficult sometimes, but I thought Harden did a great job in the locker room. He doesn't load management, and he can win. But you need someone to teach those young guys. And you know this, Bobby. In the NFL, and you've seen it, how many young quarterbacks, they get sacked the first game. I remember DeMarcus Russell was at the Raiders. He came into Baltimore. They sacked him 6 times. He was never the same again. You got to be careful with these young guys. And someone's got to lead them and show them how to win. But with Zion, in college, and maybe we're in the East Coast, we saw him so much that we were just enamored with him. I thought he was going to turn the corner, but it looks like John Morant's kind of the guy in that draft that's going to be the guy look out for the Grizzlies, man. They are good.
Well, the fan base thought that at least where the Grizzlies were with Morant, that the Pels would have been there. I mean, that's fair assessment. That's not like pie in the sky. There's no reason why the Grizzlies should be a playoff team versus the Pelicans. So you got to give Morant a lot of credit about that.
Talking with Augusty NBA insider Jimmy Patsos right now on Sports Talk on WWL. And Jimmy, the three series that are remaining, all sitting at 2-2 right now. You got Sixers, Hawks, Jazz, Clippers, and Nets, Bucks. Which of the three, if you had to put your money on one of them, which of the three you think is going to Game 7?
Oh, I think the Clippers Jazz is going to Game 7 just because playing in the altitude in Utah, and they've done a good job in Utah. Like I said, they've won the most games, but the Clip ain't going down easy because when they were down 2-0 to the Mavs, that's the one that's 7. I'm nervous about the Nets. Joe Harris is really good. I mean, they had some nice pickups. Mike James, Bruce Brown, come on. You need the real guys. And Antetokounmpo and them have that little – they seem to have a little chip right now. It's almost like they landed a lucky knockout punch in Game 3 and have capitalized. And I love Durant. He's from D.C., Baltimore. I love him. But he can only do so much. Blake Griffin's just okay. Look, he's not what he was.
Right.
They don't have enough. And so the Bucks can sniff it out. The Bucks take the knockout punch there. It's over. The Sixers, I like Doc Rivers. He's my kind of guy. I think he's going to really let his team have it for letting that game slip away. They'll win in Philly. They'll close it out in 6. I think it's the Jazz. Clippers is the one. If I was betting, I would say that's the one that goes 7. And as bad as the Jazz looked, they'll be fine at home. You know, Pat Riley told me a funny thing once. It doesn't start till you lose one at home, you know. Well, now they all have home losses, so it's kind of evened out. You know, they've all kind of came back from losing one at home. So now it's 2 out of 3, and I just think the Clippers Jazz go 7.
Now, you know, Jimmy, how much pressure is on Kevin Durant kind of like LeBron with the Cavaliers or, let's say, now him with the Nets, to be able to have an opportunity to overtake the Bucks and the Greek Freak. But to me, if Harden's playing, Kyrie Irving's playing, that if they're all they have all hands on deck, that they are the team to beat. But will they have all hands on deck? Yeah.
Will they? I don't know, Talon. I told you I'm a Harden guy. Look, the guy making the Bucks go to me, and I like Middleton and Lopez shoots threes. Antetokounmpo. Now he should post up a little more, but that's nitpicking. You had Holiday. I think he's the best of the Holidays, and I like him. He's sort of a killer. I like Drew Holiday. I thought he played really good last year. I thought Drew Holiday's like a tough. He gets you buckets. I think he's the one that's made the difference for the Bucks.
Jimmy, the only thing when he was in New Orleans, he's an all-star. You know, with the 76ers. I think where they got discouraged with him, when they put a lot on his shoulders under 5 minutes, he could not close the deal. You know, so to me, he's a dog, like not an alpha dog. Like he is a main contributor, but he can't be the guy to close out the game to win. Does that make sense?
No, totally. And I can see it. Look, we have Beal, and I love him, but Westbrook was the guy that just said, "Give me, I want it," you know, rebounds. You know, just breaking the Big O's record. That was sheer determination. So I see it. But he fits in well. But Holiday was a good pickup for them. You got Bledsoe,
yes.
Who's – I don't know. I like Holiday. He seems to have fit in well. But he is a difference maker for them. And now with no Kyrie to go after – the Durant thing, hey, look, I grew up in Boston with Larry Bird. If he didn't win a championship, he said it's on me. Roger Clemens played there. Then I moved to D.C. and saw that poll. You know, we had Juan Dixon and Steve Blake and – well, really, the guy I saw it the most with was Ray Lewis with the Baltimore Ravens. Like, it's on me to lead this team 2 wins. And if we don't win the Super Bowl, I'm mad. So does Durant have that edge? I don't think he has that edge as much, you know. He didn't have to tell Ed Reed to play hard on any day because he was a competitor.
Right.
But Ray Lewis took that leadership thing. I don't think Durant has that in him. But Harden does. He's just hurt. Like you said, I've turned into more of a Harden fan the closer I've watched him. I had his games twice last year when he scored 50. But he doesn't load management. He's the guy in the locker room. He's not afraid of the media. If they had him, they could do it. I don't think Durant will wait till next year. He's got a ring with the Warriors.
Right.
But I don't think he's got that personality to
no,
say,
his personality,
come on, I'll do it.
You know what I love, Jimmy? Boy, if you could put the mindset of a Chris Paul and Kevin Durant, he'd be like, it'd be illegal. It'd be.
It would be. Well, then you got Michael Jordan, you know, that's what you have there, you know. But I think it's going to be interesting. But I really appreciate you, but I'm glad that Stan Van Gundy. Can I ask what's going on with Stan Van Gundy to you? Because I'm really a big fan. I used to go to his clinics. He taught me a lot when he was at the Magic. I was a young coach. Was it just a little awkward this year? Are they feeling each other out? What's going on with that?
The thing is, with Coach Van Gundy, I think, you know, it makes sense because of COVID and all. Not enough practice. What he wants to install and to get him to buy in and all that. But, listen, I don't know if we – you know what? Brandon Ingram. You know what Brandon Ingram reminds me of? A lot like Anthony Davis, AD. He's not an alpha dog. You know, you can't make somebody one of those type of alpha dogs that, like Westbrook. You can't – if you could put Westbrook's mind in Anthony Davis or Brandon Ingram, it would be unbelievable. But you can't make somebody they're not. Does that make sense? I mean, I think Zion wants to be that guy, but he's a young and upcoming. But it's very frustrating because I look at Westbrook like a Chris Paul – I just don't see that here in New Orleans.
No, you need one. I know you got a hungry fan base. And but I'll tell you, Zion plays with a great zest for the game.
Yes, yeah.
You're right. Ingram.
But he can't shoot. If Zion, you know what, if I'm Zion in the offseason in the gym, okay, how about you knock down, make yourself be not only attack the basket because you can't stop him, but how about you make your free throws at least 70-plus percent, and then you can hit a three-pointer. Then how are they going to stop you? There's no way.
Look, there was eight teams left in the playoffs. Seven of them were the top seven teams in shooting three-pointers. Like, the top seven teams made the Elite Eight.
Right.
You know, one guy. That's it. And we were in the Wizards. I love the Wizards. We couldn't shoot threes. We were lucky to make the playoffs.
Jimmy, the only thing is, you know, Coach Van Gundy, you bring that up, is like, how can the defense be about the same or worse compared to Coach Gentry? Coach Gentry didn't even talk about defense. The fan base is upset with that.
You pointed something out that's important. Van Gundy needs practice. He's a practice guy. You know, he puts a lot of sets in. Remember, he made Dwight Howard and those backcourts. And
right.
They had that Magic team. He made them all good players. I'm going to give you that. He probably does need a lot more practices, especially with a young team. That's true. I didn't think of that.
Yeah, Jimmy, just keep in mind that a normally 20-week offseason was 2 weeks this year.
Yeah,
and you've got a team of young guys trying to learn their way through the NBA and a brand-new coach. That's not a recipe for immediate success, for sure. Jimmy and Patsos, Odyssey NBA. You mentioned you got to know Will Wade a little bit when he was up on the East Coast coaching with Clemson. What's your opinion of what Will's done down here in Baton Rouge with LSU?
I love Will Wade, and he didn't back down and let the NCAA scam away. Hey, he beat St. Bonaventure, who was really playing well going into the NCAA. And all right, he ran into a tough Michigan team. But he lost Alabama by one. He went all the way to the finals in the SEC. He makes guys better. He had before, you know, COVID, he had Tremaine Waters beat Maryland on the last second shot to go to the Sweet 16. Really good coach. He's adapted well. Some guys stay 2 years. But he takes guys for 1 year and doesn't get mad at them. Even if they leave too early, like Nas did. Nas, he left a little early, I thought. But really good coach. But make no mistake, going against Alabama and losing by one in the SEC, turning around and beating St. Bonaventure and giving, like, he's right there. I think he can make the next step to the Elite Eight, Final Four type thing. And no one's going to work harder than him recruiting. But he really, really, really has done well. Because don't forget, as much as we love Dale Brown and the SEC, wasn't really basketball back then. It was Kentucky and everybody else. There's some really good teams and some really good coaches in the SEC now. I go to their tournament in Nashville, and Will Wade and LSU, he's got them right there with everybody. Remember, Florida won a couple titles. Kentucky's always going to be the mark. But, like, he's joining that elite group of the SEC, and that means you're an elite group in the country. And my hat's off to him, and I wish him well.
You've been listening to Odyssey NBA Insider Jimmy Patsos. Insider calls are presented by BetQL. BetQL is here to help us all make better bets through real, proven analytics. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. Jimmy Patsos, thanks a lot for joining us and giving us a little bit of your knowledge.
My pleasure. Great to be on the show. Thanks, Mark. See you, Bobby. Take care.
All right. Thanks, Jimmy.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.